reasonable doubt that the inhabitants of our world survived the end of world ages in the past. But beyond simply surviving, they learned from the difficulties that can accompany the change. In the words of their day, those who have come before us did their very best to tell us what it means to live such a rare moment in history. And that's a good thing they did, because such events are few and far between. Only 5 generations in the last 26,000 years have experienced the shift of world ages. We will be the 6th. The present world age isn't something that will simply fade away into the sunset of a time that seems to perpetually linger out there somewhere in our future. Just the opposite. Our world age has an expiration date. It ends at a specific time, with a specific event, on a day that was marked on a calendar over 2,000 years ago. And there's no secret to that date. The Maya who calculated it also inscribed it as a permanent record for future generations. It's etched into stone monuments that were built to last until the end of time and beyond. Using the format of the ancient long count calendar, the system of timekeeping that the Maya developed to track extremely long periods of time, the last day of the present world age is written as a 5-part code, read from left to